Peter Jacobs, Mosquito Jet Boats Limited. Peter Jacobs spends his time in his White Horse shop crafting mini jet boats that can be adapted to different landscapes so users can have a smaller, fuel-efficient watercraft that gets them where they need to go. Jacobs says the smaller boats, which end up being more environmentally friendly, could potentially reduce fuel emissions by up to 50% of that of a regular jet boat. Jacobs aimed to create a completely electric jet boat by the summer of 2021. Although the COVID-19 pandemic and additional struggles to find eco-friendly mechanical equipment have delayed his timeline, he is still working on the prototype and says he's not giving up on his goal. "What we've done is made a little boat and try to have all the amenities of a big boat. Our goal was fuel economy. The people who see the merit in it are buying them faster than we can build them. It does come down to fuel burn, because if you're burning less fuel, you don't have to carry as much to go the same distance," he said. Jacobs is also in the early stages of exploring the potential of electric batteries and charging stations. He says the biggest barrier is getting information and gaining access to technology that won't be harmful to the environment if they have to be disposed or come into direct contact with water and ecosystems. Lithium batteries contain poisonous elements that could potentially contaminate lakes and rivers and their ecosystems. "It made me think that an electric boat is going to need other safety measures than just what a gasoline-powered one will need," said Jacobs. "It definitely is the way of the future. If you can just plug in your boat and go, most people boating only go out for 2 or 3 hours. So a battery-powered boat would seem ideal. It's just the challenges of charging and whatever you have to do for the batteries."